in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca, the site of the annual Muslim pilgrimage known as the Hajj. Officials are still trying to explain the stampede yesterday that killed more than 240 worshippers. There are an estimated 2 million foreigners in and around Mecca this year for the pilgrimage. The Saudi government had set quotas on visitors because there have been similar mass deaths in the past. Joining us now from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, is Khaled Al-Ma'ina. He's editor-in-chief of Arab News. Khaled, tell us exactly what happened yesterday and how did these people die?
Well, what happened was that the people or the pilgrims came in from the Mount of Arafat on the 9th of the Arabic month, which is the main feature of the Hajj. They stayed overnight, camped outside, and in the morning proceeded to the stoning of the Jamrat, or the symbolic shunning of the devil. They throw small pebbles. What happened was most of these people went straight. They have to go in stages. Some of them threw the pebbles and then made a U-turn and must have clashed head-on with the oncoming pilgrims. And there are about 2 million people. This is a very narrow and confined valley. As a result, some people must have fallen and were trampled.
There are 2 million pilgrims in Mecca. Is this event here where they throw these stones at pillars symbolically, does everybody go to that?
Yes, you have to go. That's an integral part of the Hajj. You spend the ninth day of the Hajj at Arafat, which is a day of prayers where people beseech God for forgiveness and pray for peace. And then they turn around and then, as a symbol of purification, pick very small pebbles, by the way, not stones, and throw them at these three devils, symbolizing the shunning of temptation and evil. And there are quite a few old pilgrims. Some are not in good health, yet they insist on doing so.
Khaled, they have had problems at this very spot in years past. Why doesn't the government do something to fix this?
Well, they have. In fact, they added another level so that pilgrims can throw the pebbles from up, and I think that they're going to add another level. But what happens is a lot of the pilgrims carry their luggage and carry stuff on their heads, and when it falls, they try to pick it up. And you know this, that when you are in a queue and walking, anything that falls, I think you should sort of pick it up. This is one of the reasons. Unfortunately, some of the pilgrims do not follow the guidelines.
Here's a comment from the Saudi minister for the Hajj. His name is Iyad Madani. Speaking yesterday, he said, "All precautions were taken to prevent such an incident, but this is God's will." Is that how the Saudi government sees it? This is God's will, so it happened.
You know, I mean, God wills many things. Personally, I think we can take preventive measures. But as I said, many of the pilgrims don't follow rules. There are loudspeakers in about 25 languages blaring and giving instructions what to do. Unfortunately, some of the pilgrims, you know, they rush instead of being orderly. They come in and from different sides. But I do agree that we really have to take steps. The countries where the pilgrims come from should make programs teaching. Now, there are two countries that are very good, Malaysia and Indonesia, where the pilgrims are given guidelines, where there are CDs given to the pilgrims. And the main thing in Hajj is to be on time at the precise moment and to be at the right time at the right place. Now, this is not happening because pilgrims go in before the scheduled time to go.
Khaled Al-Ma'ina is editor-in-chief of Arab News. He joined us from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Khaled, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.